Our first set of news stories for part two begins with a 500,000-year-old stone axe. In fact, two ancient hand axes found in North Norfolk that are believed to be around 500,000 years old have been barred from leaving the UK. Discovered on the Haysborough shoreline, the flint tools have been blocked from export by the Culture Minister, Baroness Twycross. The decision gives UK museums and institutions the chance to acquire the artefacts. Baroness Twycross said, "These hand axes present a window into the lives of some of our oldest ancestors. I hope these hand axes can find a UK buyer who can keep them accessible to the public so that we can all share in the revelations they bring about some of Britain's very first settlers." The tools were revealed by storms that stripped away layers of clay, exposing ancient land surfaces beneath the beach. Shaped using stone or antler hammers, the hand axes have sharp edges designed for cutting and scraping and would have been used without handles. Tim Pestell, a member of the Reviewing Committee on the Export of Works of Art and Objects of Cultural Interest, said, "It's hard to overstate the importance of finds from Haysborough to scientific knowledge and to our nation's history." Well, I don't imagine there'll be many 500,000-year-old Black & Decker or Bosch tools discovered in the future.
Drones detected over a Norfolk airbase have been linked to a Russian shadow ship seen off the coast. A report by the International Institute for Strategic Studies, IISS, have revealed that drones linked to Russia targeted airbases, including RAF Feltwell in Norfolk, RAF Lakenheath and Mildenhall in Suffolk, and RAF Fairford in Gloucestershire over 4 days in November 2024. The drones were believed to have been launched from a Kremlin spy ship, and the HAV Dolphin that was sighted off the coast of Humberside at the time of the operation. An investigation into the incidents identified three people with links to Russia who travelled to the area in the period before the incursions. At least two of them are understood to have got jobs at fruit pickers in the surrounding fields as they planned and reconnoitred the sites. The drones are believed to be part of a wider Russian campaign using shadow fleet vessels in international waters to launch surveillance flights across Europe, exposing vulnerabilities in NATO air defences.
A tea shop that started as a side hustle has brewed up a taste of success. Black Dog Teas has proven to be a hit in the Norwich Lane since it moved inside Biddy's Tea Rooms in Lower Goat Lane in November 2024. The shop, which was founded by Sarah Taverner, offers a wide range of teas from traditional blends to more unusual flavours and rare varieties. And now it's been titled the best artisan food and drink in Norfolk at the Muddy Stilettos Award. Ms. Taverner, who's 39, said, "I didn't expect to win. I was up against massive businesses." It was first launched online by Ms. Taverner in 2018 while she was working full-time in bookkeeping as a side hustle. She was then offered space to rent in Biddy's Tea Room in 2024, which is when she decided to take a leap and open her own store. Since then, Ms. Taverner said it had steadily grown and now enjoys a base of loyal customers.
It was once a countryside mansion where lions roamed the gardens until they killed the owner's son. However, Colney Hall, on the outskirts of Norwich, is now facing a very different future, a scheme which would see retirement homes built in the grounds of the mansion is being worked up. Papers sent to South Norfolk Council suggest 119 units are being earmarked, as well as a purpose-built nursing home for people with dementia. They also suggest there would be works carried out on the mansion itself, which was put up for sale with a £5.5 million guide price in 2024. Approximately 37 acres will be taken up by the scheme if it comes to fruition, with a community hall and open public space also included. Hugh Gurney Barclay, a vice chancellor of Barclays Bank and the High Sheriff of Norfolk, built caves for his lions to live in a Colney Hall when he owned it. The family treated them as pets and played with them in the garden until they killed Mr. Barclay's son Terence in 1911.
The owners of a hair salon have shared their secrets to success after being named the best in Norfolk for the third year in a row. Barry Allen Hair Salon, based in Bottergate, Norwich, took home the title once again at the Muddy Stilettos 2026 Awards, following on from their previous wins. The salon is run by married couple Barry and Beth Wright, who've spent more than two decades building the business. Mrs. Wright, who's 40, said, "We're over the moon about the award." Mr. Wright, 48, has worked in hairdressing for 33 years and launched the salon 24 years ago in Long Stratton. 9 years after opening the salon, the pair decided to take the leap and open a place in Norwich, where Mr. Wright originally trained as an apprentice. And after 15 years, the salon has been going from strength to strength and now boasts a team of 17. Last year, they opened their own hair academy to train new talent from salons across the country. Mr. Wright said his long-term goal is to inspire not just his own team, but hairdressers across Norfolk and beyond.
A Hollywood star made a surprise visit to a Norfolk airfield as part of his research for a new film. Seething Airfield, near Loddon, welcomed American actor and filmmaker Ben Stiller on Sunday evening. Stiller, who is known for his leading roles in Zoolander and Night at the Museum, was visiting ahead of a new film based on a Second World War pilot who was stationed there. Members of the airfield were left stunned by his last-minute visit to explore the incredible wartime history of Seething Airfield. Dan Gay, a long-standing member at the airfield, said it was a real pleasure to meet the star and added that he couldn't have been more friendly and down to earth. It was clear he had a genuine passion for telling this story, and we're really looking forward to welcoming Ben and the production team back at some point.